In each episode of Displains at Your Service, we highlight what the city can do for you. Whether it be a city service, a community institution, or just something we're all proud of here in Displains. Today's subject is all about keeping Displains safe. We all know that the Displains Fire Department is responsible for suppressing fires and responding to emergency medical situations, but there are many other specialty responsibilities that the fire department has that you may not know about. Today we'll dive into just a few of these, and we'll meet the brave and hardworking members of the Displains Fire Department. It's all coming up on Displains at Your Service.
The Displains Fire Department is made up of nearly 100 employees who cover three main branches of function: administrative, emergency response, and prevention. The administrative side of the department oversees things like budgeting and personnel. Emergency response involves protecting the community from dangerous scenarios, and prevention is all about eliminating threats before they even occur. The department is housed at three fire stations throughout the city: Station 61 on River Road near Rand, Station 62 on Oakton Street near Lee, and Station 63 on Thacker Street near Mount Prospect Road. Firefighter paramedics, officers, and other personnel are divided into three rotating shifts and are on duty for 24 hours straight, followed by 48 hours off.
The firefighters work 24 hours on duty, followed by 48 hours off duty, so they're here a third of their lives. They often see each other more than they see their personal families, so it's a tight-knit group. They do everything together, from training, to eating meals, to cleaning the stations, to checking the equipment, of course responding on calls. Everything they do together as a team.
The day in the life of a firefighter is a busy one, and the time spent out on a call in response to an emergency only represents a small fraction of the work there is to be done.
We often get asked what the firefighters do in between calls. It's a very busy day at the fire station, and there's a lot to be done. They check out the vehicles, they check their equipment, they write incident reports, they clean the fire station because it's where they live, and often they are out in the community conducting public education, and they're also training every single day.
When most of us think of a fire department, we think of fire hoses extinguishing flames. And while this is an important function of the department, it barely scratches the surface of what the Displains Fire Department does. The largest function of the department actually isn't responding to fires, but responding to calls for emergency medical services, or EMS.
The majority of our calls are emergency medical service calls, and that makes up about over 70% of what we do. And they range from very basic minor types of calls to life-threatening or critical calls.
When someone encountering a medical emergency calls 911, Red Center, the centralized 911 center that serves the city of Displains, activates the PA system at all three stations and calls the appropriate team and equipment into action.
When we're called for a medical emergency, we're actually required to meet certain benchmarks. We're on our still companies out of the station that they cover, we're to have a 4 to 6 minute response. So that is from the time that dispatch tones us out till the time our units arrive on the scene. So basically what happens is the tones go off, we're given the address, the companies will get in their assigned rigs and respond to the scene. And typically in district, barring no trains or things like that, they're gonna be there within probably 3 to 5 minutes on the average.
When the department arrives on scene, they have to be ready for anything. Some situations turn out to be not as serious, while others are life-threatening and require quick action and a large team.
Probably one of the most common questions we field all the time is, why is it when I call for an ambulance, I get a fire truck at my house? And the answer really is quite simple. Based on the nature of the call and what's going on with the patient at the time, to be able to deliver the optimal care, we at least need to have 4 to 5 EMS personnel on the scene. So that being said, for example, on a heart attack, you're gonna have 5 people, 2 on the ambulance, 3 on the engine, that when they get there, we'll be able to deliver the necessary care that's required and to help be able to mitigate that call.
The firefighter paramedics of the Displains Fire Department provide top quality care on site and make quick decisions regarding the best course of action for an individual in need.
In the middle of a critical call, like a cardiac arrest or something like that, people will often wonder, well, why aren't the paramedics picking my father up and taking him to the hospital? And a valid concern, but in reality, the reason is because if that patient's gonna survive, it's gonna be based on what we're doing to him or her at that time. And that's their last best chance. They're not going to do any more for that person in the emergency room. So what's going to happen is going to happen with our people right there.
Every situation is different, but the Des Plaines Fire Department is well trained to evaluate and treat injuries and to ensure the best chance for recovery. Emergency response operations is the term used for the fire department's response to fires, vehicle accidents, and all other situations that can be a hazard to people and property. In addition to providing EMS treatment to any individuals that may already be injured, emergency response operations requires evaluating a wide array of situations, determining how to stabilize the situation to prevent further injury, and resolving the incident at hand in a way that allows firefighters to remain safe. Just as with medical incidents, calls for emergency situations can stem from a myriad of issues, and firefighters have to be ready for anything when they arrive on scene.
Yeah, we respond to a myriad of types of calls, everything from an emergency medical call, structure fire, vehicle accident, water rescue, hazardous material. Example of that, we might get a call for a odor, maybe a smoke in a building, and our people arrive on scene, and then all of a sudden we're told that there is a machine that's given off hazardous vapors or things like that, and then that call actually turns into a hazardous materials incident.
Sometimes, emergency scenarios require a larger response than the Des Plaines Fire Department alone can provide. Because maintaining a larger department roster for these rare incidents would be impractical, the Des Plaines Fire Department participates in the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, or MABUS for short. Under this system, fire departments from surrounding communities are called to assist Des Plaines firefighters when these exceptional situations arise, and Des Plaines returns the favor when other communities' resources are overextended. While all firefighters are trained to handle most emergencies, there are certain scenarios that call for a more specialized level of training and response. For these situations, the department maintains three specialty teams that can mitigate rare but dangerous scenarios.
Our specialty teams, we have our technical rescue team, which is our above and below grade rescue. So that would be an example of somebody maybe on a elevated level roof or something that got stuck, window washers, or below grade confined space, things like that. Hazardous materials, it could be at one of our factories in town where we have product that's either spilled or there's a reaction that they're taking care of. And then of course our water rescue team, which deals with swift water, our lakes and pools and things like that.
Knowing the cause of fires that occur is important for a number of reasons. The fire investigation team is responsible for determining the cause of fires and following through when factors warrant further action.
Here in Des Plaines, our fire investigation team investigates any fire where the cause and origin cannot be determined, any fire fatality, and any fire that is suspicious in nature. In cases of suspicious fire, Des Plaines has three arson investigators who went through 5 weeks police training at the police academy. In those situations of those suspicious fires, those arson investigators could see the case through prosecution rather than stopping at the point of origin and referring it to a detective.
Of course, even a team dedicated to responding to emergencies would prefer that they never happen in the first place, which is why a large part of the fire department's efforts go towards the prevention of emergencies. The Fire Prevention Bureau is a part of the department that conducts inspections and oversees new construction to enforce fire code.
When our fire inspectors come inside a business each year, they're not there to write code violations. They're there to work with the business owners to ensure that their business is safe, to ensure that their customers are safe, to ensure that our firefighters, should there be an emergency, are safe.
Public education is also a powerful tool in preventing future emergencies. Firefighters make numerous public appearances throughout the year at schools and community meetings to spread safety tips and to build their relationship with the city.
One of the goals of the Des Plaines Fire Department is public education. And one of the ways we do that is getting out to the schools during Fire Prevention Week and getting information out to the children, how they can keep themselves safe, and then bring that material home to their parents so that they get it too. Something new this year is the Citizen Fire Academy. We're going to be hosting a 10-week program where we're going to let the citizens of Des Plaines see what it's like to be a firefighter. They're going to come out, they're going to do vehicle extrication, wear full turnout gear, throw ladders, cut holes in roofs, and kind of get a feel for the job of what we do.
The other key component to fighting fires and other emergencies in Des Plaines is you. You can help the efforts of the Des Plaines Fire Department by making safe choices in your home, especially during the upcoming holidays and colder months. The Des Plaines Fire Department is committed to the safety of Des Plaines, and they are invested in the community they protect. It's a close-knit group working hard to serve the city, and a well-trained team ready to respond to any scenario.
My message to you is that the Des Plaines Fire Department is here for you. It's our family helping your family. We're in the community, and we're very proud to be a part of this community. And I promise that we will do everything we can to help you in your time of need.
The men and women of the Des Plaines Fire Department are working hard 365 days a year to serve you. Whether it be responding to emergencies or preventing new emergencies by educating the community, they're all about keeping Des Plaines safe. Next time you meet a Des Plaines firefighter or paramedic, be sure to thank them. And remember that your safe choices can help protect us all. For all of us at Des Plaines at your service, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.